Good morning, beloved. Thank you for welcoming me into your homes for this Monday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we're going to be reading John chapter 13, 1 through 35, and today's reading is set within the context of Jesus' farewell meal with his disciples prior to his arrest and trial. In ancient Jewish society, it was the duty of the servant to wash the master's feet. Here we read of Jesus taking on the role of a servant and washing the feet of his disciples. Jesus predicts his betrayal by Judas, and the chapter concludes with Jesus giving his disciples a new commandment about loving one another. And God's guiding word for us this week is love. So let's begin. Verse 1. It was now the day before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and to go to the Father. He had always loved those in the world who were his own, and he loved them to the very end. Jesus and his disciples were at supper. The devil had already put into the heart of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, the thought of betraying Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given him complete power. He knew that he had come from God and was going to God. So he rose from the table, took off his outer garment, and tied a towel around his waist. Then he poured some water into a wash basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Are you going to wash my feet, Lord?" And Jesus answered him, "You do not understand now what I am doing, but you will understand later." Peter declared, "Never at any time will you wash my feet." "Well, if I do not wash your feet," Jesus answered, "you will no longer be my disciple." Simon Peter answered, "Lord, do not wash my feet only, but then go ahead and wash my hands and my head too." And Jesus said, "Those who have taken a bath are completely clean and do not need to wash themselves except for their feet. All of you are clean except one." Jesus already knew who was going to betray him. That's why he said, "All of you except one are clean." After Jesus had washed their feet, he put on his outer garment and returned to his place at the table. "Do you understand what I have just done to you?" he asked. "You call me teacher and Lord, and it is right that you do so, because that is what I am. I, your Lord and teacher, have just washed your feet. You, then, should wash one another's feet. I have set an example for you, so that you will do just what I have done for you. I'm telling you the truth. No slaves are greater than their master, and no messengers are greater than the one who sent them. And now that you know this truth, how happy you will be if you put into practice that. And I'm not talking about all of you. I know those I have chosen. But the scripture must come true that says, 'The man who shared my food turned against me.' I tell you this now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe that I am who I am. I am telling you the truth. Whoever receives anyone I send receives me also, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me." After Jesus had said this, he was deeply troubled and declared openly, "I'm going to tell you the truth. One of you is going to betray me." The disciples looked at one another, completely puzzled about what he meant. One of the disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was sitting next to Jesus. Simon Peter motioned to him and said, "Ask him what he's talking about." So that disciple moved closer to Jesus' side and asked, "Who is it, Lord?" Jesus answered, "I will dip some bread in the sauce and will give it to him. He is the man." So he took a piece of bread and he dipped it and he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. And Jesus said to him, "Hurry and do what you must." None of the others at the table understood why Jesus said this to him. Since Judas was in charge of the money bag, Some of the disciples thought that Jesus had told him to go and buy what they needed for the festival or to give something to the poor. Judas accepted the bread and went out at once. It was night. After Judas left, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man's glory is revealed. Now God's glory is revealed through him. And if God's glory is revealed through him, then God will reveal the glory of the Son of Man in himself, and he will do so at once. My children, I shall not be with you very much longer. You will look for me, but I tell you now that what I told the Jewish authorities, you cannot go where I'm going. And now I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. If you have love one for another, then everyone will know that you are my disciples." And today's key verse is John chapter 13, verse 34, where Jesus said, "And now I give you a new commandment, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." You know, this was a time in the life of Christ and his disciples where there were things happening they just could not understand. Jesus, the master, washing their feet, the cryptic instructions that he gave to Judas, all of these things were a puzzle to the disciples. And yet they hung in there and were Jesus' friend to the very end, just as Jesus was their friend to the very end. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, by your example, you have taught us what it means to serve one another. Give me a humble heart and open my eyes this day to those in need of love and care. As you have loved me, may I in turn love others as you have commanded. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow as we'll be reading Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 1 through 7, where the prophet Habakkuk complains of injustice. Until tomorrow then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.